No, it is true. he was in a car, and in LA, driving along, something hit him or something, like that. He's all right. He's fine. He's cooking, he's jumping, he's doing his thing in LA. He's absolutely fine. How do I know? I don't know. I think he's got a cold, that's what they say. No, a tan, that's it. But back in the 60s, President Kennedy became the President of the United States of America. And he went to Berlin. He stood on the Berlin Wall, and he said, "People of Berlin, people of Berlin." I can't do an impression of President Kennedy, so this is, "People of Berlin." Amy, no, James Mason playing. "People of Berlin, I've come to you to tell you something about American states. I sound a bit like God, don't I? Yes." "But I've come to say to you that every free citizen of the world is a citizen of Berlin. And I wish to say to you, ich bin ein Berliner." And the crowd went fucking wild. Trouble is, ich bin ein Berliner means I am a donut. And this is true, and this is what he said. He said, "I am a donut." And as I say, 70% how you look, 20% how you sound. 10% is what you say. He said, "I am a donut." They went wild! You know, because "Ich bin Berliner" is "I am a Berliner." But "Ich bin ein Berliner" is that's the name of a donut they have there. And it's like going to Frankfurt. "I am a Frankfurter." Yeah, we've heard about that one, Jackie. Hamburg. "I am a hamburger too." Lucky he didn't do a tour of Germany. "I am a hamburger, a frankfurter, and a donut." But the people in Berlin must have gone, what did he say? He said it was a donut. I thought he said it was a donut too. So what does that mean? It's a slang. He's American. He's a donut. Fucking donut. Fucking donut. It's a fucking donut. Fucking donut. It's a fucking donut. I think that's what it must mean. What do you think, Dr. Heimlich?
Huh?
I don't know. I've swallowed a football and I can't get it out. Can you grab me, perform my maneuver on me, please? The me maneuver?
Huh?
Hilda, get me a map of everything. He also made a speech about space. President Kennedy said, "By the end of this decade, I have decided to put a man on the surface of the moon." At the same time, our Prime Minister in Britain, Sir Dingley Dang. You don't know anyway, do you? You have no idea. It was Sir Fritz Bunwala. Engelbert Slaptyback, who was Prime Minister at the time, and he stood up and he said, "By the end of this decade, I have decided to put a man on the surface of the earth." And so we did. But, yeah, it was kind of weird. Because we couldn't do the space race. We had no money, you know. Rationing didn't stop till the year 2001. I still haven't even lived that long. But anyway, we didn't have any money. So you were getting space rockets, testing them, kind of cat, a dog, a fish, a monkey, up into space. The fish was interesting. We didn't have enough money to put a man in a tracksuit up a ladder. I mean, I would have been there. "Go, man, go. I'm going. Hang on. Just hang on to the ladder. Hello, Swindon. I am here. Swindon, can you hear me? Swindon here. We are monitoring you on our instruments at the moment. We've got you on a tuba." That should be a bigger laugh for that joke, I think. Yeah, I can't quite understand it. I thought it was really funny. Swindon, knackered kind of Fresno town. They don't seem to be going for it. They're obviously bastards. Well, anyway, Swindon, I'm nearly at the moon. Actually, it's a bit of an understatement, that one. Have you got another bit of ladder? Another bit of ladder. I don't think we're quite at the moon yet. But I can see right over the top of the houses. It's fantastic. But they went to the moon. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Neil came, and Michael Collins going round and round in working out the IRA thing. And Neil stepped onto the moon and said, "One small step for man, a giant leap for mankind." Good line, but not his line. It didn't feel like his line. You know, I bet that was just given to him, and he was coming down the steps going, "Small step for man, a giant leap for mankind. A small step for man, a giant leap for mankind." Don't get it wrong, Neil. Don't fuck it up. Here we go. "I'm a small man with a giant leap..." "One man, small giant, two men's... What is it? Because you've got to say something. You can't get out onto the moon and go, "Oh, it's all sticky. It's covered in jam." You can't land on the moon and go, "Fucking hell, I've been in that space, bro. Right, I need a piss." You can't land on the moon and wind down the wind and go, "Is this Sea of Tranquility? Sea of Tranquility? Is this Sea of Tranquility? Sea of Tranquility?" There's no one around. But he had a sense of humour, so he should have used it, because there was that lunar module there, fixed camera, just fixed, not panning left and right, just stationary. So he could have been there saying, "Hi, people on the moon, as you can see, the Sea of Tranquility here, there's the mountains in the distance, there's the Earth there, you're looking back up at yourselves there. Over to my right, I can see a fucking monster, there's a monster behind me! Buzz Aldrin in a monster outfit. Whoa, Neil doing close up. "Well, they've got me, Houston. The monster's caught me. He wants cash. He's got my hand up behind my back. I think he knows jiu-jitsu. But he wants cash for the rest of my life. Send $2 million. Leave it in a bag by the Sea of Tranquility. I don't know, the North Shore. What the fuck?" Oh, it would have worked, wouldn't it? But I'm going to finish up today by talking about my puberty, which is a kind of, you know, spiky subject. But it is interesting because, you know, there's things like these kids started shooting people, which you've had in America, because guns don't kill people. It's just that certain noise they make. And... it's just a bullet ripping through people's bodies. That's what kills people. Yeah, have guns, but don't allow any ammunition. There, we got it. We got it sorted. Then just go, oh. So, yeah. But puberty was, well, before puberty, I was at school, I didn't tell kids I was a transvestite because I thought they might kill me with sticks, you know? Why? I don't know. He said a word we didn't understand. And he won at Scrabble with it. So, yes. So, most transvestites fancy girls, and you can tell people this. "Yes, most transvestites fancy girls." "Well, who told you that?" "A transvestite told me that." "Probably lives in a cave somewhere." "No, an executive transvestite." "Oh, really? Well, fantastico." So, yeah. So I played kiss chase with the girls. Tag a girl, she has to kiss you. Kind of sexy. But then puberty came. Puberty came and destroyed my confidence, destroyed my everything, which I think is part of the thing that causes these kids to go off and commit murder, essentially. Because it is such a hell of a gear change. Because think about it. It's the one time... Because before puberty, girls and boys are going, "Girls, boys, Then it gets to puberty, it's like going, "Girls, or, you know, "Boys, boys," you know, whatever sexual preference you're going. But you just start switching on at that stage. And you think, "God, I want to get off with some of these people. I better look my best." And then Mother Nature says, "No, you will look the worst you ever look in your life." Hold on, where did I get all this from? Jesus.